Joined in studio by Marcia Hodges this morning, the Center Manager for BioLife Plasma Services, our partner in helping out the veterans at the Jacob Eddy Home for Veterans this year. And, you know, it's funny, you were talking earlier about the staff's reaction to some things over there. The folks at BioLife have really kind of gone, you know,
yeah,
this is a pretty cool thing.
It is a pretty cool thing, and a lot of my staff have committed to going with us to the Veterans Center when we drop these items off, and we've encouraged, you know, the community to come out. A lot of these people don't have family in the area, and we would like to be their family this Christmas.
That's the one thing that actually Earl of our staff mentioned not long ago. You know, one of the most valuable things you can donate to the Jacob Eddy Home is your time.
Is time. They just, you know, they like to play board games. They like to do puzzles. Just going in there and visiting with them and, you know, kind of adopting them and making them your own and making sure that they know that we appreciate all that they've done for us.
Well, if the folks at BioLife can get together as an office, maybe someone listening in the office right now, this is a great way to go about that, too, because, okay, everyone in the office tosses in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, you can pick up several of these items that are on the
list. And they have. Our employees have been great about picking up items when they're out and dropping them in the box and making sure that some of the items are filled. The needs that the veterans have is very, you know, very simple and, you know, easy to pick up.
Well, if you got an office there that you're interested in doing that, you can contact us here at the station. Yep. Or you can contact the folks at BioLife. But if everybody in your office puts in $5 or $10, what are some of the things there, Mark, on the list that they are looking for?
Looking for sweatshirts to keep warm in the building, mittens for when they're out and about doing their things. And they do a nice job at the Jacob Eddy Home of getting the veterans out in the community, but it's cold on a day like today from the center to the bus. As we mentioned, large print Bibles would be terrific. This is such a simple one here, AA and AAA rechargeables.
Batteries.
Because of, you know, the items that they do have right now. Mm-hmm. Word search, those puzzle books that are out there. You mentioned the sweets and the candies and the whole bit at this time of year. I mean, what better at Christmas time? They're looking for plastic travel mugs with the lids on them.
Mm.
Because when they're on the bus, they have their coffee, they have what have you. Well, again, that's just something that there is a need for right now. From handkerchiefs to hairbrushes and small combs. In talking to Brad Slagle up at the Jacob Eddy Home, the simple needs are usually the ones that get forgotten the most.
Exactly. And again, if you know, everybody's budget is very tight this year, and just spending some time with them. If you don't have the resources to purchase something, just coming with us on the 22nd and spending some time with these veterans, and you know, you learn a lot from these veterans, things you didn't know.
Well, you can vouch for that.
Yeah, I had an opportunity several years ago to do a piece right around Veterans Day, and I spoke with several of the multi-generational veterans that are there from the various conflicts and wars. And when you spend some time with these folks and they tell you the stories and you see the bravery and the passion and the fire that they had as young men to go and do what they did, you know, the least we can do is go and drop $10 in on something and get them some of these items. I mean, there's really, truly, probably nothing easier to do this holiday season than to get involved that way. And I would encourage all offices out there, folks listening, to do this. And they can contact BioLife, contact us, and we'll get you in the right direction. And like you were saying, Marcia, just the time even to go there and visit.
And, you know, I have two middle school boys, and they are going to come with me. They are very interested in the armed services, and they want to learn. And that's the greatest thing to do is give them the gift of somebody that's been there and seen things.
Well, as we talk about in the promotion that's been running, I mean, these are the men and women that fought to protect our freedom so that we do have the freedom to celebrate any holiday we choose in this country. It does land around Christmas time, obviously, this time of year, but what a great opportunity to help out people that really deserve to be recognized at this time. Our thanks to you folks at BioLife for taking a bite out of the apple here.
And thanks for the community and Sunny 101.9 and your affiliated stations for doing this with us.
So again, if you can, the list is available.
Is available at BioLife. We are open from 6 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday. We're open 6 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Friday and from 7 to 1:30 on Saturdays. Please stop by. Just, you know, come in, ask us what we have maybe and what the simple items are that is really needed off the list.
Well, if you're doing your holiday shopping this weekend, a great opportunity for you to very simply put, when you're buying all of those items and you throw one of these in there, you're not even going to notice the difference on that credit card
but
number.
They definitely will notice when you give them the gift.
They certainly will. Thanks so much, Marcia. Good to see you as always.
Good to see you. Thank you.
Remember our veterans this holiday season. We'll help out with BioLife Plasma Services for the Jacob Eddie Home for Veterans and your friends right here at Sunny 101.9.